Yo, this is Bro Time with D&P, the podcast for dads with autistic sons.
My name is Peter, and I'm from the Agafonov family, and yeah, bye.
Basically, this is a conversation between myself and my son Peter. He's a very interesting kid, and so I just want to share our conversations with the rest of the world. Okay, we're recording now. I can hear myself, and I can hear you, Peter.
Okay. Well, what this is right over here is Freddy mixed with Foxy, which is a shadow animatronic, which is mixed with Nightmare 2. I decided to make up my own animatronics, you know, for my Five Nights, like No Face Freddy, like Barney, who got, ruined. Barney, it's not Bonnie, just in case you get confused.
We found out that Peter was autistic when he was 5 years old. We actually wanted to put him into a local private school, and they insisted on reviewing him over the course of the day. At the end of that day, their special needs expert told us in no uncertain terms that Peter was on the spectrum, and as a result, the school could not take him.
I'm not name copying. Now this over here is Chica, except in a different version of her. Shadow, Jackal, Withered, Phantom, Nightmare Chica. Yeah.
That's quite a complicated name, Peter.
Yeah. Sometimes I like using complicated because, like, I think the Five Nights at Freddy's, the game, was complicated to make. Like, all of the real-life jump scares, all of the places, like, I even remember the sister location. It is large. People must have taken a lot of time to put loads of that stuff in there. Wow.
A few weeks later, we took Peter to see a doctor who specializes in autism spectrum. And within 5 minutes of meeting Peter, he diagnosed him with autism. It was from that moment that I realized that I wasn't going to have the sort of relationship I'd imagined I would have with Peter when he was first born.
How old are you, Peter?
8. Actually, that's not going to be the end of the video. Actually, I have to tell this to you some more. I decided to ink some of my Lego people to make some cooler stuff. So, in the store, I wonder if one day when I become an adult, you guys might be able to win one of those ink prizes. So, keep out in the future, and you might see an ink man in the store or two. It's gonna be really rare, so keep an eye out and start nagging your mum. Just in case if you want, and you're dying for that ink.
Conversation 1. November 6, 2017.
Have any of you people heard of Bendy and the Ink Machine? I love it. Chapter 3 is my favorite, like when kind of like Alice Angel says, "Give me back my Boris so I can be beautiful again." What I'm just saying is, it doesn't matter what you do to kind of just... What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you get someone which is good and not ugly. It's up to you to change your look.
What do you mean, Peter?
I mean, but just in case if everybody doesn't like your looks, sometimes you have to change it. Then it will go right. And Alice Angel didn't bother of changing her look. She just tried to get some Boris, which was good. And she was having it her way, not Boris's way. She tried to steal him. and that is not the way of being beautiful.
Can you explain a little bit more? What's the way of being beautiful?
Well, you have to kind of put hard effort. She's not putting hard effort. Yeah, Alice Angel, you have to put a hard effort, and Alice Angel wasn't doing a hard effort at all. Not even one little bit.
Does that annoy you sometimes with other people that you know?
That makes me disappointed in kind of sometimes when people don't do hard efforts. Like Riley. Oh, today my friend Riley was suffering because he only wanted to do 5 words in his kind of like book. But I did all of them and it was 11 in total, and I did it quickly. I finished my kind of work before, he did, and I even go to Mackley, and I'm pretty good, and I'm pretty responsible too. And I went today and I got a full stamp chart. Yeah, and KFC is my favorite restaurant. So try and have some good luck, and just try and yell out, Peter Agafonov, Peter Agafonov, sometimes at KFC, because I might be there, okay?
What do you like about KFC?
Like, the Zinger Burger is so spicy and delicious. I love the gravy and I love the chips. Yeah, it stirs up in my belly like a soup, and it's so delicious. McDonald's and Red Roosters, I hate it, because I don't think they put that much flavor into it, you know? Like, Red Rooster's chicken is so disgusting. I hate it. I hate it so much. I would want to barf. I already barfed 2 times. One by spinning on the spinning wheel and one in the car. At McDonald's, I don't think they just put that much effort. I don't like kids' meals. I like the man meals to make it more serious. And in KFC, they have man meals. It's so delicious. I don't care how filthy the place is. All I just care about is the meals. The meals. The meals. The
meals. Tell me about school, Peter.
It's good sometimes. By the way, I actually like sleeping a lot. Anybody who likes sleeping, just shout out when I'm an adult. I'm on my description. Or anytime if I ever get a YouTube bell account.
Is what you want to be when you grow up a YouTuber?
Yeah, I've seen Dan TDM's videos. He was forced to play Minecraft 5 Nights at Freddy's. And I loved it. I like horror stuff. Yeah, and it was amazing. I even watched number 2. And he plays Trollface Quest. And so does Furious Destroyer, or popular Elmos. And those are his 2 names for his YouTube. And he also is working with Super Gelly Gamer, which is Jen. I don't accept him having 2 YouTube names. I don't think that's available. You can only stick with 1. Otherwise, it's going to get all mixed up, and then it's going to go into all of the different names, and everybody's going to get confused who you are and think you're a bunch of people. And they might be looking at the wrong things, and they might forget you.
So having the 1 name is important.
Because it's hard to remember to have so many. So I'm sticking for them. Do you know what I'm sticking for them? I'm sticking with Furious Destroyer. I'm keeping that name for him. And if I ever meet him, I'm going to say, hey, quit that popular Elmos. You need to stick with 1 name, honey. And I'm going to give you this name, Furious Destroyer. Yeah. I'm gonna knock some sense into him.
Sounds serious.
Yeah. And Moosecraft and also kind of Unspeakable Gaming, they're crazy and are pretty annoying, because if you're playing Skywars on a server, they do some channels live, and they do pranks on poor people in SkyWars when they're literally trying to build SkyWars. I literally feel so sorry for them, and I think they're so idiots for ruining other people's cool stuff, wrecking them and turning them into bedrock. I've seen that, and they've also been turning their land into pink wool inside Minecraft, and also just dropping anvils on them for no reason. What? They just want to start their journey and then you end it? It's not your choice to end it, it's theirs. Because they started it, you start it, you end it. And it's not up to other people to say when to end it. Otherwise, if other people tell you when to end it, then other people would be telling you what to do. You have to have your own thoughts. And you know what I would do there? I would do that if I was literally in creative. I would try and hack them to turn them into survivable, teleport them on the island, and make me in creative and not visible. And then I would literally delete the island but copy it again, and I'm going to copy the island in a different place, and then I'm going to spawn point the people on that island which own it on that place, and I'm off the line so you cannot ever turn into creative on that server again. So they'll just keep dying and dying no matter what on that server. And you know what? I'm going to force them to make that falling place their spawn point for life!
Okay, Peter. Well, thanks a lot for the chat tonight. And this has been Bro Time with P and D.
Yeah. Combined it into actual awesomeness. Bye!